Hello, this is Tech Coffee for Tuesday with Victor Dominguez, and here's the daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Elon Musk moves into insurance, as Tesla is in the early stages of becoming a full-fledged motor insurer. In a rare move by a car maker to break into insurance market as it attempts to bring down the cost of premiums for owners for its electric vehicles. Google has agreed to pay between $150 and $200 million to resolve an FTC investigation into YouTube over alleged violations of children's privacy law, according to a person familiar with the matter. The FTC voted 3-2 along party lines to approve the settlement, sending it over to Justice Department as part of the review process, the person confirmed. Details about other terms of the settlement were not immediately available. Sky is in talks to invest in Liberty Global Fiber Network as a potential investment in new full fiber network to be built by Liberty's Global that will substantially raise pressure on BT. Liberty Global appointed Liontree, the investment bank, to find partners for a new joint venture company that will build a full fiber network to millions of homes outside of the most populated areas of the UK. 9to5 Mac has learned from sources inside Apple that the company is working on sleep tracking for the Apple Watch, which won't require any special hardware to work. The new feature could be announced as early as next week, when the company is expected to announce the next generation iPhones and possibly a revised Apple Watch with titanium and ceramic options. The new feature, codenamed Burrito internally and called Time in Bed Tracking, will allow users to choose to wear Apple Watch to bed. If the user has more than one Apple Watch, they can pick one of their designated bedtime watch. Google is close to releasing Android 10, and as spotted by 9to5 Google, two Canadian mobile carriers have leaked dates saying the OS is coming to Pixel phones on September the 3rd. Carriers Rogers and Telus both posted the income updates on their support forums. Rogers has since removed the date, but the information is still available on Telus' site, which says Android Q plus security update is scheduled for all Pixel phones tomorrow. This was a shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at ondismedia.com.